Dancing Juice. Marry You by Bonnie Baru. Read by Fei J. Shen Wei's students have, collectively, lost their minds. It isn't anywhere near final exam time, and he can't think of any other external pressures that might have descended upon them to cause such anarchy to break out in the middle of his class. 30 seconds ago, Li Shan's phone suddenly started blasting some ridiculous pop music song while he was writing out practice questions for today's chapter on the chalkboard. He turned to look at her with a concerned frown. It was very unlike her to lose control over an electronic device like that. But she'd been standing on top of a table, holding the phone up in the air as he gaped at her. And now everyone else is out of their seats, dancing wildly, waving their arms around frantically like a swarm of invisible bees has come to plague them. But there are no invisible bees. He knows, because he immediately sent out a few questioning tendrils of power to investigate, just in case. But the area inside and around the building is clear of any dark influences. Whatever might be the cause of this aberrant behaviour, it isn't Di Xingyan in origin. So all he can do is stand and stare at them, wondering if whatever has come over them will eventually resolve on its own, and how long he might have to wait before he can get them to all settle down again. But then the door at the back of the classroom is opening, and more people are coming in. People he recognises. He's dimly aware of several students at the front with their phones up and pointed at him, cheering and laughing, but doesn't spare them a glance because sauntering through the doorway, escorted by Da Qing, Zhu Hong, Lin Jing, and openly weeping Guo Chancheng and an extremely uncomfortable-looking Chu Shuji is Xiaoyan Lam. In a tuxedo. An actual tuxedo, with no visible holes or patches of leather anywhere on it. His clunky boots have been replaced by shiny black shoes. His hair is neatly combed, his beard trimmed to perfection. For a moment, Shen Wei isn't really sure he's even real, that this isn't some strange hallucination, that in a few seconds one of his students won't be shaking him awake and asking if he's okay. Is he even in class? Maybe he's asleep in his office. He has been working a lot of late nights over the past few weeks, mostly because Xiaoyan Lan has too, has been tied up for hours at a time on some strange case he refuses to discuss, but promises there's nothing to worry about. So there hasn't been any reason to go home and sit in an empty flat and wait, when he could use the time to get ahead on his lesson planning. He likes the comfort of having a buffer against other times, when there aren't enough hours in Haixing's day. But now, Xiaoyan Lan is here, in the middle of just such a day, dancing up the aisle between the rows of desks, through the ecstatically gyrating crowd, digging something out of his pocket. And suddenly Shen Wei's vision narrows to pinpoint focus, the dancing, whooping mob of students fading into the background as the words of the song that Xiaoyan Lan is now standing directly in front of him singing along to finally break through the mystified stupor. "'Cause it's a beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you.' Xiaoyan Lan gives him the biggest, cheekiest grin he has ever seen on the insufferable man's face and sinks to one knee, holding out a small black velvet box. Shen Wei has seen enough Haixing television dramas to know what's happening, but even so, he's dumbfounded to the point of being frozen in place. He can't stop staring at Xiaoyan Lan, though, the driving beat of the music drowned out by the thumping of his own heart. Xiaoyan Lan raises one eyebrow at him and cocks his head. And if Shen Wei's heart was a bird in a cage, it would be as if the door had suddenly been flung open, so frantically is it trying to escape from his chest. There is nothing in the world he loves more than the man kneeling in front of him, and he's never loved him more than he does in this moment. Shen Wei, will you marry me? The room erupts in a deafening roar when Shen Wei says, yes. As if there could ever have been a different answer. Not now. Not 10,000 years before. Not ever. Yes. Yes.